What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag
is the best in here. Brown bag.
Episode 107.
Primo Danny Lux with
Welcome
to the new sala. Welcome to the new set.
Yes.
I like it.
This is our home.
Appreciate you. You drove from the Coachella Valley to right here to Los Angeles.
Yeah, just today. For this.
Damn. For that's this. Love.
Because I'm old, but I used to drive to Palm Springs to do radio out there from here. Every weekend, like back and forth, And it was really cool. So
I remember asking you about that and you were like, I'll leave. You'll leave like Friday night, right?
Friday afternoon to be there Friday night. And then I would come back early Monday to drop my kid off at school because I was awesome.
The grind doesn't stop.
That part.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I know you can tell because you're from the Coachella Valley. You have to make it out to even make a name for yourself, right? Yeah. You can't really make it from staying there.
You got to be driving like to LA every single day.
You have to madrugar. You have to get up and beat the traffic 6 a.m. Something like that.
Oh, that must suck. Because I'm thinking of like when he has to go like on personals when you drop albums, singles. You gotta like you have to leave by 8 a.m. and you have to leave LA by like 2 p.m.
Yeah,
because if you leave anything after, you won't get home till
That's
7.
Crazy.
And people understand that Coachella, you still gotta pass Palm Springs.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta pass Indio, right? Yeah. Wait, you're...
Coachella Valley is the valley.
No.
But he's from Coachella.
You're from the city, Coachella?
No, I'm from the city, Desert Hot Springs.
Oh, so you're by Palm Springs. So, like,
I'm a little mini
Palm Springs expert right here because I have a lot of family out there. My mom lived there for
That's
a while.
That's not true. You like going out there with girls.
I swear.
Or Airbnbs.
That happened a couple times.
Okay.
When I was an adult. There's no girls over there.
I would import them.
The retired ones.
I'll take them.
Yeah.
I'll take them from here and go over there.
But we used to have to go over there.
And then, I see it's like the first city is what, 29 Palms?
No, the first city is literally Desert Hot Springs.
DHS.
And then right across from it is Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And then 29 Palms.
Okay. And then there's Cat City, Cathedral City. That's where my family's from.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm always
Indio's
over there.
Further.
Yeah. And then Coachella's the furthest.
La Quinta. I love La Quinta. I've been to the Cove. Yeah. I experienced it all.
I knew once you hit Beaumont, like once you're passing Beaumont before like the Morongo and all of that, that's when the weather changes. Like I'll drive from LA even if it's cloudy out here, once you hit Beaumont, boom, it's hot. Yeah. Like, it's always hot in the desert.
Yeah. See, but you know what's crazy? Like, him being like, bro, like, I'm from out there. There's nothing to do to us. It's only 2 hours, right? It's really not that much of a difference. But when we go out there, it's like,
they got pools.
You feel me? They got a pool. We could get a grupo. Nobody ever calls the cops out there.
Y'all got backyards.
So what's it called? The Sonics doesn't have a big line.
Oh, and the AC in everybody's house is so cold.
It works the best.
So
they have the best AC out there.
But we recently just moved to.
So let me break this down. Shout out Irene. I'm gonna just put it out there.
She jumped up.
Irene lives in. And there's this famous like white lady
that used
to be a drug addict, and she's like booming.
No, let me see.
Bro, she's like hella famous on TikTok for being like a recovering drug addict.
Oh, that's crazy.
She's booming. She's like walking around.
I think I know who you're talking about. She had like her painted eye, like.
Yes, bro, we gotta show it.
I know, Irene, I
sent it to the
she's
group
like
channel.
She's viral on TikTok?
Bro, she's viral. And then she'd be like, make it, bro, it's funny. It's hilarious.
Did she make TikToks like 2 years sober, shit like that?
Yeah.
All right, I think I know who you're talking about.
I gotta watch this.
So you wanted to go somewhere where there was from a place where there's nothing to a place where there's a bunch of
recovering drug addicts.
It's because we literally just wanted to be like more private. So it's
like that.
It's not like literally in the city.
Yeah.
People already started to know where you guys were living and stuff in DHS.
Yeah.
Like it's a small town, so people start to recognize. Right?
I know who that is.
That's crazy.
But Irene goes cow tipping out there.
Oh, you're so dumb.
What's that? What's that?
Literally.
Don't take him anything he says. Don't take him seriously.
Cow tipping.
Yeah.
But when a cow is asleep, when you
When you go on tour, you go to like places like Texas, like where McAllen, they have a lot of cows, farms.
Yeah.
So something like kids growing up in the city, they'll go like go tagging or like things like that. People that don't have nothing to do out there, like in farms and like deserted places, they just go tip cows over.
In the movie Cars.
That comes from what they did.
We're going tractor tickets.
So that's literally what it is. So that's what Irene does for a living.
She doesn't. She's from Don't listen to him. He's like, I don't like it because he's believing everything you say.
No, I'm just going along with
okay,
you.
We're living it up. Danny, I love your album. Your album made me cry. Well, like, I remember we had a day where it was August 24th. We were on our way to Disney.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to it. We're on our way to Disneyland. And I was listening to it on the way there. And I just couldn't stop laughing. But crying. But it was so beautiful to me, the way that you sing. I think I had seen your Color Studios. And shout out to Danny for being the first Latino artist to do the Color Studios performance.
That's a big platform.
That's big. And I'm sure, like, when you did it, like, there must have been some type of, like, I need to make this mine. Right. I've seen everybody that shows up on that, like, performance kill it. And as soon as you started singing, I was like, dude, his voice is incredible.
No, thank you.
How was that performance for you?
It was crazy because... literally, like, right before that, we were in Miami. We were doing music videos over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finished the music video on the day after we had the flight to Germany. And then so we finished. I slept for, like... I didn't even sleep that night, I don't think. Because, like, the time change is so weird over there, bro. It's like a whole day ahead.
Yeah. Oh, and that's crazy.
So we landed. I showered, changed. Then we headed to the studio. And then... it was crazy because when we got there, everybody speaks like 5 languages there, bro. Wow. It's crazy.
Damn.
Like, there was like this lady that works at Colors, and she's like Colombian, but she was speaking Spanish to us. And then, like, when another worker would come, she would speak English. And then somebody else would come, she'd start speaking German. Bro, it was so trippy, bro.
Damn, her resume. Slacking. Damn, her job resume is crazy. Yeah. Yeah. 7 languages. You can hire me anywhere. I'll do it up. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, there's companies, I think, that will pay for you to learn, like Google and stuff. They will pay for you to learn languages because business, you know, like, or learn Chinese or learn, go to speech therapy and stuff like that.
I just learned Japanese today.
Arigato. He didn't.
Arigato is crazy, Vic. I've known that. Since Mortal Kombat.
Bro. No,
I think they say that there, right?
It was crazy, though, bro. Like, everything over there is like a whole another world, bro.
I bet it's a whole different.
What's it called? When you were going to do that performance, were you looking at, like, who has, like, the highest views that's done it before? Like, the legends that have done it before?
What you would do, huh?
Yeah, and be like, oh, like, am I ready for this stage?
Bro, I would be scared because, like, I would see, like, Billie Eilish got discovered on that, on Colors.
Wow.
It's such a great performance. Because it's discovered just on you that, huh? And the microphone. Yeah. And it's, like, it's whatever you bring to it. It's like acoustics almost. Yeah. Back in the day, MTV had MTV Unplugged.
Yeah.
Where it's just the artist and maybe some acoustic, like a guitar or something or a band. But you really have to be an artist. You can't go. There's no auto-tune on that. There's no, like, it can't be no extras.
And there's no, like, flashiness.
Yeah. I think,
like,
Nirvana was on that, right? Right? Like, at one point, Nirvana
was unplugged.
How'd you decide what song to do? Like, were you and your team like, we have one opportunity, we can't fail?
I wanted to do, like, a song that we're gonna feel, you know, like the lyrics and, like, the instrument, like the melodies we're gonna, like, also
gonna,
like, mark that, you know, because my music is like, it always has those bases of, like, regional Mexican. But I always like adding little touches of, like, different genres to it.
Yeah.
And that's how I chose it.
No, yeah, I've seen that most definitely, especially when you kind of went into the indie scene a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've always wondered, like, what made you choose Mexican music where you have the image to also...
You could do it all.
You could kind of do it all, bro. You have an image where you could make indie music.
Even,
and,
like, your cover art. I don't mean to... your cover art to this album, it could be anything. Yeah. It reminds you, low-key, like, Tyler, the Creator vibes. Like, it could literally be in any genre, but... You, like Duno said, you're choosing this regional, but kind of mixing your way into it.
No, it's because, a lot of people, like, whenever I go to Mexico, they ask me, like, ¿y por qué haces música regional si naciste en los Estados Unidos? Like, why'd you make regional music if you, like, were born here? And I've always said, like, Spanish is just, like, such a romantic language, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, a romantic language, and a lot of things that you say in English... And you say it in Spanish, it just sounds so much better.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's why I cried. So good.
Smart move.
What song is it where you're going to say it better because I suck at Spanish, but you're like, I'd rather love and get heartbroken than never love at all. Like, it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. That's essentially what he said.
Amar y perder. Prefiero amar y perder que nunca haber amado.
Wow.
Damn, Vic's gonna tweet about that.
I'm gonna use all this.
Hey, hey. That's the song.
Just so you
perform.
Know, I'm stealing the sauce.
Hey, this fool's gonna tweet this. Oh, shit, coming.
No.
He's gonna run with this, Letty. We should have never brought it.
But I'm telling you, these are gems. You can't have gotten that heartbroken, though. How do you tap into the romanticness? Is it seeing it with your parents? Is it just seeing it around you? I know you have an older brother.
Yeah.
So how do you tap into those feelings?
Honestly, I feel like I've just always been like, I've never really expressed myself just like normally, but mm-hmm. when I write music, that's how I express myself like the best, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
And well, yeah, I mean, I'm young and all that, but like, there's still like love, you know?
Yeah.
There's still like heartbreaks. There's still.
That's what I've been trying to tell him, bro. I've been going through it sometimes.
It's like, no, at that age, like, yeah, you feel things. And other people are going to tell you you didn't feel that. But it's like you still went through those emotions.
Those experiences are crazy.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
And if it's only because like a girl started walking with another guy to class, like it still hurts.
It hurts.
It still hurts, right?
No, and literally I remember the song Jugaste y Sufrí.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That song, I wrote it because I was literally just talking to a girl.
That's what Eslabón.
Yeah, that's the song that I made. With, shout out to Eslabón.
Yeah,
shout out to Eslabón.
Yep.
And so yeah, I started writing that song because I was talking to a girl and... We were talking for like a month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already starting to like fall in love, you know?
Yeah.
And then randomly, you know how like you could hide your story from people?
Yeah.
I think she hid my story. I mean,
hid her stories from you to see
from
it.
Me. Yeah. Wow. And I have like a random like account that nobody knows.
It's okay. We all got burners.
We all got burners. Yeah. It's great.
And like, bro, I went.
The user, you be talking shit in my comments.
She's the user 1 foot.
Hell yeah. Shut up. Like, y'all don't have your little business pages that you check on your girls with.
It'd be like that. I'd be
back to Danny, please.
Rosecrans lids.
So on your side account, you saw that, like, the actual story.
Yeah,
that
like,
she was
I seen that she actually did have a story. Of,
yeah.
And she was with another dude, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tu jugaste yo sufrí.
Yeah, and, like, literally, like, from that experience, I just started writing jugaste y sufrí. And then, like, I feel like I've always thought, like, everything happens for a reason, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, a lot of things just happen for a reason. And because of that, I wrote that song.
Are you grateful for, like, heartbreak?
Yeah, I feel...
Yeah, he's a millionaire.
Don't start. Ida.
No, I mean, I'm just happy that people have accepted my music the way they have, you know? It's just a crazy thing that literally, like, because my voice is just so different from what you normally hear in the regional. Like, I remember at first I tried to do corridos, bro. But like I couldn't, like my voice, I sounded like I was forcing it too much.
Yeah.
So I had to make music that was like more
soft,
chill, like
romantica.
Just my own style.
True
you know?
To you, yeah.
No, I think the way you express yourself is cool. Was it called? We had another artist on one time, and was it called? Asked her like, do you get in relationships to purposely get heartbroken so you can make good music?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, do you get in relationships and purposely know that you're gonna get heartbroken to make good music? And I've always thought that about you sad ass fools. Like, I'm be sad. And I make good skits when I'm sad. And I was like, and I thought about like even the Junior Achille or the Slabones. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wonder if these fools get heartbroken on purpose. Do you sometimes know like she might be a little tutor, but you're like, oh, we're gonna make a good song if we break up with each other?
Honestly, like yeah, sometimes.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, I like the honesty.
No.
This is great material.
Sometimes, yeah, but like. Like, some days when, like, I literally, like, I want to be writing songs and I just having, like, writer's block, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get that. So, I start watching, like romantic movies, mm-hmm. like The Notebook. I'd be watching that.
That's crazy.
Let that inspire you.
Yeah. I literally get ideas from that. And then sometimes I even make up stories in my head and, like, I write if I was, like, the guy in that relationship and the story that I made in my head.
Ooh. Should we suggest some movies for him?
Yeah.
I feel like we should. Go ahead, Vic. You go for it.
Love and Basketball.
Ooh,
but you can make
basketball.
It about soccer.
Wait,
or something.
Love and Basketball.
Whoa,
it's a really
good.
Kind
of like basketball?
No, of course. But they already made it.
Wow. Why you look at his curly hair and say you
Mexican
would like soccer? Hey,
now you're getting it.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah, fuck me, right? Yeah. Yeah, fuck me, right?
All right. Love and Basketball. Go, Letty.
No, you go.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's doing that.
Spider-Man.
What?
MJ.
The Mary Jane.
Bro, what the?
The Mary Jane.
He's going to call it Maria Juana.
Maria Juana. That's weed.
I know. Okay, you allowed to go.
I don't have any movie. Like, literally, I'm blank. Aladdin.
That's yeah.
That's cool.
Show you a whole new
another
world.
One, Vic.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay, throw the one back there. I love movie.
They don't think that's the reason why they're back there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like what's it called? Maybe the novela Teresa. You feel me? Betty La Fea. Yeah. My mom put those on before. They were sad.
You're crazy.
Shallow How. Yeah. Shallow How. Watch Shallow, Shallow How. Shallow How. And then get inspired.
Yeah.
All right.
Shallow, you know, How. We spoke to Eslabon too, and I was talking to Pedro, or actually, I think you had asked. We were talking about the relationships and the friendships in this scene right now. It's so new, but also it's kind of dog eat dog.
Yeah,
and he said something that to me was really like, wow, like eye-opening. He's like, look, there's people you collab with, but there's really, he's like, besides Danny, and I believe he said somebody else, there's really no friends in this, and you can't get caught up in we're going to be happy and have friends, you know? That to me is sad, but I also get it because you guys are also competing against each other in this new scene. You guys are making it, right? Do you feel a little bit jaded maybe? Like, I don't know if I can get close to this person for real or if it's just business or lo que sea.
Like, whenever I talk to other artists, it's always just like, because I honestly want to create good chemistry with whoever I even
you work
like,
with,
talk to or work with. And I don't really be asking for like, oh, like, let's do a song. Like, that's not the first thing I say, you know? Like, first, I just want to be like, yo, bro, I really fuck with your music. Yeah. Like, I really like what you're doing. And hopefully one day we could do something. And then I just leave it there because maybe that person is going to like be thinking about that. Like, oh, man, this kid didn't even ask for anything, you know? Something like that. But like, even though like, what Pedro said, like, there's not really friends in this, in like this right now, in like the regional and all that. Like, I want to be able to
change that.
Talk to me about working with Cuco, because I saw you guys did
that was
song.
Cool.
That was dope.
Yeah.
And I felt like that's a situation that almost like you guys can either be like mortal enemies or best friends. You know what I'm saying? It could go one of two ways.
The vibe is similar.
The vibe is similar. Like, you guys are both from like Southern California. Yeah. And, you know, girls love you guys. So it's like, that could either be my bestie or my op. But you guys opted for besties. Like, just talk about like, you know, working with him.
Yeah, honestly, it was sick because literally, like, when I was in, like, ninth grade, all I would listen to was, like, Cuco songs.
Oh, yeah, cariño. We was going through it. Shout out my boy Cuco. Yeah, London, that great person.
No, and then when they told me one day, like, 2 years after, once I actually started, like, taking all this music stuff serious, like, professionally, one day they told me, like, oh, you're going to have a session with Cuco. Because they knew, like, I've always liked his music. Bro, and I was, like, I didn't know, like, how to feel. It was, like, so crazy.
Like, is this real?
And then so, like, the day came, we went to the studio, and he pulled up in, like, a Trackhawk. And I was like, what the heck? This man's crazy.
Bro, he's a car enthusiast.
Yeah.
He's, fire. Like, big on cars.
Yeah, yeah. And that, and like...
You like the word enthusiast?
You like that? I like that.
Bro, we're the dictionary today.
Whoa.
He's on your ass, dude.
My God.
Well, if we said he should be talking about soccer. Let's not forget what he said.
We're going to bring it back up.
Yeah.
You know, literally, like, we pulled up to the studio. It was me and, like, my team. And then he pulled up. And when he pulled up, like, I dabbed him up. And it was so, like, such an unreal moment, bro.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. And, like, we got in the studio. And we didn't even start trying to make a song. We talked for like 2 hours, bro. Just about our upbringings, about us, and then towards the end, we just started jamming out, and that's how the song came out.
That's fire.
Like, we didn't even like focus on the actual song. We were just talking and having good. Like, my parents were there.
Wow,
it was sick.
That's dope.
That's dope. Speaking of your parents, I think if we didn't know you by your voice or the songs, we know your story, and I think that's beautiful because that's what's going to make your fans for life. That's what's going to make soldiers out of fans. Like, once we know who you are and your backstory, it's incredible. Like, notably, when Coachella happened, the sign with you and your dad, or the sign of like, last year, my dad was picking up the trash. This year, I'm on this stage.
Yeah.
That must have been like a full circle moment for you and your family. Can you tell me about that?
It was such like, an emotional moment. Like, when I seen that sign, like, I just started crying, bro.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even really cry. Like, you can even ask my sister. I don't cry. Like, it's just hard for me to actually like start
emotions and stuff. Yep.
Why are you laughing?
Because he feels like you cry all the time.
I've seen you on TikTok. I look like you're crying.
Just because you cry.
I don't cry. If I cry, I'll admit it.
But that really got you emotional.
Yeah, and
so who put the sign? Who put the
I honestly
billboard?
Don't know who the person was. Like, I just remember, like, they just told me, oh, there's a sign that like, your dad sent a message to you. And then, it was crazy because, like, I remember even me and my dad, we went to the sign and we took a picture right in front of it.
Yeah.
And then, it's just a crazy thing because, like all of our dads, like, we grew up, like, hard, like, like, looking at them and seeing how hardworking
they
are.
They work, yep.
And, like, it was just... I'm, like, lucky enough to even have a dad that works hard, you know?
That
like,
part.
Tell me about it.
We're not gonna bring it up. We're not gonna bring it up.
We're joking.
No, and then
his dad is R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, bro.
Yeah.
Why you do that? Why? Why you have to take the spotlight like that? We're talking about his dad.
I was trying to have a funny moment. We're gonna have a bond.
We're gonna have a bond.
I'm happy for him and his dad. Really, that's a beautiful. Right? I wish my dad made me a sign. He smoked it.
Okay. Before he passed away, he had an issue with drugs. So. Okay.
But that was a beautiful moment. I remember we talked about it. Mm-hmm. I think like we briefly, it was so beautiful. Like on and off camera. Yeah. I was like. That's sick for...
That's one of the best stories I've heard in a very long time. Like, to come from, like, artists of real, like, grassroots. Yeah. And then just the, like, the serendipity. Ooh, I like that.
Now they're using big words today. Today they came up with
being in, like, Coachella, being there, and you being from the area. You know what I'm saying?
And you performing. Yeah. I'm sure growing up you saw, like, because even when I worked out there... During the Coachella festival, the traffic, like how crazy it got, the littering, how crazy that got.
The but littering.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. To be able to be there, perform there, for I'm sure the people that know you, but also getting new fans, like, hey, what's up? And then the shine that was on that sign.
Yeah, like, and even I remember when I was like 11 or something, there would be like so much traffic, and I would ask my parents, like, why is there so much traffic? Mm-hmm. And they would say, like, oh, it's Coachella weekend. And then my dad would literally leave, like, at night. And I guess he would go, like, to go pick up, like, after everything.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. And it's,
oh, my God.
And I think the dope part is seeing you perform it. And that was probably one of the best lineups they've had in a long time where you're sharing the stage with the Bad Bunny.
Yeah, a lot more Latino inclusion, too. Yeah. Because it hasn't been for a long time.
And I don't think there's probably ever been a local that's performed there, right? You're, like, the first local, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think probably. So. I feel like there's been other like bands, like rock bands.
That are from the area.
But like maybe like regional Mexican.
Yeah, nah.
I think maybe.
So I want to congratulate you on that for sure. Because that's fire, fool. I think that's dope. And
shout out to your parents because you speak really good Spanish.
Yeah, thank you.
And I know that's from them. Because you're the youngest, right? I'm the youngest. Older siblings. Yeah. So even like usually the older siblings get the good, they speak the Spanish, but then the siblings talk to each other in English. So the youngest gets the no sabo vibes.
It's weird because me and my sister, we talk in Spanish most of the time.
To each other?
Yeah. And then like randomly, like obviously we speak English. But like even with my older brother, I only speak Spanish to him.
To him.
It's because he lived in Mexicali for like eight years. 8 years.
Yeah. Oh, damn. So he's like, his Spanish is like on point.
Yeah.
How is it kind of like working with your sister?
She's so cute. She's right there. Better say something nice. Angie.
I love it. Like she recently started like being more of like my personal manager and all that.
Kind of like day to days.
Yeah. Cause she's always with me. So like it works out perfectly. And we don't even fight ever. We don't fight. Good. And it works out because I get lazy sometimes.
And
she's just there like, hey, you got to wake up right now.
She's on your ass.
Yeah.
And there's ways she can talk to you that really nobody else can talk to you. She's seen you grow up. And I think no one has your best interest at hand more than someone like an older sister.
You don't have to question it. Yeah. You know where it's coming from.
Yeah. And even when we were growing up, like my older brother, he would always be doing his own thing because he was like so much
older.
Older than you guys. And she would always be the one that takes care of me like when I was little. Like,
Because
my parents would go to work and it would only just be me and her at the house.
Shout out her, man.
People need their recognition. But I'm also thinking, was it one of those situations where like your mom and your dad were like, you want to make music? Take your sister with you.
No.
Like they kind of like...
Do it together.
You want to be successful? Yeah. Take your sister with you.
No, it was literally crazy because I started music like 3 years ago, like professionally.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Damn, imagine the amount of... I wish I was in high school.
When you were little, did you know you could sing? Or started 3 years ago you started singing?
I started playing the guitar when I was 7.
Oh.
Fire.
Yeah.
Who put the guitar 7 in your hand?
My dad.
Yeah.
He found it like next to a trash can, bro.
No way.
Yeah, somebody had left like a perfectly good guitar. Yeah.
That's like some movie
That's
shit.
So incredible. He would pick up and clean, right? What's the job title? I don't want to say
he's like trash. Just like he's a commercial garbage truck driver.
Yeah, so he would but he one day he saw a guitar.
Yeah, like it's cause he would always find things like a little joke that we would have like is like he would bring it from the mall. Like, that's a little joke that we have.
Here, I got this from the mall.
Yeah.
But it's really... Oh, my God.
the first time you were like, but where's the bag?
Yeah. And I love like how, this so much. You guys don't understand.
And you know what's crazy? I like how LV and Salsa are like, we should write him a movie.
Yeah. They do movies. Well, because my dad, he's a locksmith, but he used to work towing cars. Oh, and so when your car gets like taken by the tow company, you have 60 days to claim it or the stuff inside it, or else the stuff inside your car turns into property of the tow yard, right? Oh, so while my dad was making keys, me and my sister would go through the bags of other people's shit that they hadn't claimed. Yeah. And we'd find CDs or we'd find things, but then that became ours, you know? And it felt like, I don't know, to me, it's just not like it's something that happened in our lives. Yeah. Like similar to your dad saying like, oh, I brought this from the mall. Is my dad like, hey, I found these CDs in like the properties. But it's something that like, I don't know that necessarily other people would understand, but is a part of our lives. So when you're talking about it, I think that's the cutest fucking shit ever.
That's amazing. That reminded me of my grandpa. He'll always come home with like somebody around the corner like, oh, somebody left a tocador. Yeah. Like, he just comes home super hyped.
Yeah.
We're like, what are we going to do with this? We'll find a way.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Fire, movie. What? Sorry, you guys had good lives, fucking asses.
Sorry, we got to stop talking about dads.
I said grandpa. Okay.
Would your dad bring you a lowrider, you pussy? Fuck you. Fuck all y'all daddies.
Oh, shit.
And
okay.
RIP to yours.
Yes.
Shout out my dad, man. Yeah. He brought home something human.
He brought you.
He brought me. Yeah. No,
okay,
he
so you
me.
Learned when you were 7. You started playing guitar. Yeah. Is there any artist, especially at that time, you think we grew up around the Chentes and like the learning that type of mariachi, romanticas and stuff? Because you are romantic by nature, right? What do you think got you into that? Is it your sign? Is it your astrology sign?
I don't know. I don't really know much about astrology. Mm-hmm. I'm a Pisces, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
Fuck these bitches!
No. That's not the type of songs he makes. He makes the I miss you so much.
He just doesn't curse as much as I do.
No, he doesn't say F you. He says I miss you. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, when's your birthday?
March 12th.
March 9th. She with me, brother. And we're Danny's. Yep. The only thing different is you got a daddy and I don't.
Okay.
Letty loves Pisces, by the way. She's finally in love with you.
I love Pisces. You guys drive me crazy. Yeah. But that's part of who you are. And I do like the romantic side of you. Can you tell me more about like growing up and learning guitar, what you would play or what you would sing?
I remember like when I first got the guitar, I literally remember the day like my dad came and like I would always run to the door because like he would always find like random
Something,
random stuff. And he gave me the guitar one day and I started telling my mom to put me in like guitar classes and she put me in like the church choir.
You're gonna learn. Yeah.
And like the leader of the church choir, he taught me all the basics.
Uh-huh.
And like every Sunday I would just be there with them playing the guitar at church.
So it's God songs were the first songs that you really...
like alabanzas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Maximo got flashbacks.
He comes to the church too.
Yeah, but Maximo was part of a cult.
No,
His family was.
No, his family watches. His family watches and listens.
Oh, do they watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're part of a cult.
No, we're not.
Tommy couldn't use Pokemon cards.
Yeah. He was that type of Christian that they didn't accept. Everything else is from the devil.
Like Disney was the devil for Maximo.
Yeah. Like, like Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
My mom would say that too.
Yeah. Tell me about your chain, because that's part of your album artwork too. Oh, yeah. It's fucking that's dope fire. That you have a chain, dog. Not gonna lie. Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. And like the mariposa, which is the Mexican, what is it called?
Monarch.
The monarch. That's native to Monarca, Mexico, lifting you up. Incredible artwork. Can you tell me like the creative side of that? Like why you thought of that?
I really wanted to like represent the evolution that I've had like as an artist. Because this album, it's like my first ever album, like full length album with 17 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it for like, it took like 10 months to make the whole album.
Damn.
Wow.
And then, I just wanted to represent like the butterflies, like evolution, you know, like they start off as caterpillars and they start growing. I wanted to really... like that
show
represent
that.
Me.
Yeah.
No, and like I wanted people to see how much I've grown as an artist and like even in general, like as a person, I wanted them to see because I started writing songs at like 16 and now I'm 19 and like I know it's only been like 3 years, but I really want to show people like how far I'm growing and like how much more I can go.
Yeah. Nah, you're a superstar, dude.
And I think it's dope even like I've seen your relationship with people like Santi and them like grow and you have them in your videos and you'll be with them on stage. I think that's dope. You meeting people, like, not like online, it sounds crazy, but like other kids, you know, like you do a lot of the TikTok shit and you meet with all these people and seeing your guys' growth and you having a part of your the videos and like now you're dropping a whole full length album. I think that's dope, bro. Cause you came a long way. You definitely came a long way from like doing a lot of features to now it's like,
it's you.
It's my turn now. Stage. Like, let me show you what it is. What's your favorite city in Mexico?
I really like Monterrey.
Fire.
Monterrey, because the tacos there, bro. Like, we go to this spot. It's called Popos Tacos.
Popos Tacos?
Yeah, and it's like, it's so good. I don't know how to explain it. It's like trompo. Trompo.
Oh, yeah, like the... Yeah,
damn,
yeah.
I've never had that.
Bro, like, when if you're ever in Monterrey, go to Popos Tacos. Bro, you literally... I eat six tacos from there.
Damn! And then even on three's top, the most I could do.
No, and even on top of that, I always get like a flan after.
Oh, wow. Oh damn. So that they got some fire. Good ass.
I heard great things about Monterrey. I think Grupo Frontera said the same thing.
They did say the same thing. Yeah, they did. They were like, they're like, Monterrey's the spot to go to.
Yeah, damn.
Go do it up in Monterrey.
And Monterrey's literally like a musical city too. Because a lot of like Grupo Pesados from there. Mm. A lot of like a bunch of legendary
groups. Like, it's a creative city. Yeah.
And like, it's just, I really love going there. And I feel like the number two city would be Ciudad de México.
Fire.
We just came from there like yesterday.
Oh, wow. Oh, you guys were at the Arre Festival?
Yeah.
How was that?
Bro, it was crazy, bro. It was it's the first ever time they've ever done a festival of pure regional Mexican.
Wow. You know what? Sheen, I saw that like, Fuerza Regida that was there, Peso Pluma. Shout out my boys from Herencia de Patrones. You were there and I just... Seen Apple Music really like shine light on you guys, regional music. They were, Ebro was there. I don't even think he knows Spanish.
But
he
was from the Bay.
We had a podcast with them.
Yeah, with Ebro. Yeah. Oh, I seen that. Shout out Chiquis. Yeah, I seen all of you guys being there. Like they did it up in Mexico City.
That's
and I was kind of confused because it wasn't promoted a lot in Los Angeles or like, usually we're the first city to like, the promotions will hit our Instagrams. And then when I seen,
all that stuff that goes on in Mexico.
Yeah, so the homie JD was like, oh, yeah. And then my family from the city of Mexico, my mom and them, and they asked him like, oh, is Danny coming out here with JD? And
I was, Danny.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, no. I was like, what's going on? And then I looked it up and I was like, bro, that shit look fire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The festival looked crazy. And where do they do it? The performance at the Catedral?
No, it's right next to the Foro Sol.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
okay,
the arena.
The big, okay. So it was outside.
Yeah, it was outside.
Fire.
It was so crazy. Like, the day I played, the headliner was Nata.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Bro, there was at least like 150,000 people, bro.
Dang.
Yeah.
Do you see people looking like you now?
Bro, like the people.
Danny Luck started kids?
We were at the hotel and like, I guess there had been like, my sister told me there had been like some people waiting like 8 hours just because, and then like I went outside and bro was dressed just like me. Like he had a BB belt on, same hair. He had like a Bape sweater on and like some baggy.
You do the Spider-Man meme. Like what?
I thought I was looking in the mirror. Like I would move over here and he would move the.
Damn.
Bro, it was sick though. Like,
oh shit.
It's just a sick thing to see that people are like seeing me as like style inspiration as well as
they're
like music.
Inspired by you all around.
Yeah.
Now I definitely saw a feel where you were wearing the Bad Friend.
Oh yeah.
The Bad
shout
Friend.
Out to Bad Friend.
Yeah, and shout out them because I remember the first person I saw wear them is RIP Money Sign Suede.
Oh, yeah.
The homie Suede was like,
I see him wear those too.
Suede was like, I was like, where'd you get that from? He's like, he just laughed it off, right? And then I seen you wear them when you were doing like, you know how, you know, you fucking singers, you guys could do shit like just go like, behind stage and just start singing with each other and shit that. So I was like, I seen, what's his name? Gabriel, the dude, GB? The dude that's booming right now.
Oh, Gabito.
Yeah, Gabito. I seen you guys were doing like jamming out in the back.
Jam session? That's so cool.
And then I seen the Bad Friend and I was like, damn, that's dope. He's like hip to like the style, the LA style. And I was like, that's cool.
Yeah. Shout out to Jairo. He's the owner of Bad,
Bad Friend. Hey, motherfucker, we need some.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Please. That's why he's brought it up.
Yes, no, please. I thought it was fire. Yeah. It looked good.
Hey,
you know what I'm
I'll get you some.
See? Wow. Me and Danny like
I'll get you some, too.
Hell yeah.
Got you.
You want some?
No.
they make skirts. Well, like, they're with the Bad Friend thing.
Well, I don't want to ask for anything. I want to be like you in the DMs. Just see what you're doing. It looks amazing.
I'm going to ask for some motherfucking Bad Friend.
Super nice.
I've been wanting that shit.
You being a romantico and being raised in Southern California, or just California in general, have you ever heard of MC Magic?
Yeah.
Oh,
would you ever think of doing something with him?
I mean, I wouldn't mind. I like his style. Like,
yeah.
he was more like in the 2000s,
right? Yeah. But he has a dope ass song with Cuco. So I remember when okay. I first met Cuco and started coming around him and building a relationship, I was like, how'd you come up with like doing the, cause Cuco made a song with MC Magic and Little Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, how'd you, he's like, fool, I grew up listening
it's
to them.
It's just legends yeah. and yeah, you wanna like it.
So I was, and then when Max and we were talking like that, I'm like, bro, that'd be sick. Like if he made a song with MC Magic, I'm like, that'd be fired. Just for the culture, you know, two different generation. He was definitely yeah. different at the moment cause yeah. everybody was like making gangster rap and he was just talking about
singing
being in love
yeah.
and singing to, and he's to this day, I remember my dad used to tell me, like, even with rock music, he used to be like, canciones románticas, they live forever.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
That's literally what my dad says,
yeah.
too.
Like, yeah, yeah.
He, whenever I'm writing my songs, I always show it to my dad first. Because, like, he literally tells me, like, oh, you should say this word instead of this one.
Yeah.
Because maybe in a couple of years, people are going to understand better, like, if you say it correctly, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of songs, like, there's so many sick songs, but like sometimes people pronounce some words wrong.
Right. Yeah. Or don't use it the correct yeah. way. I get you. What's your dad's name?
Oscar.
Shout out Don Oscar.
Shout out Don Oscar.
You're doing amazing.
Thank you.
You're the opposite of Coco's family. Or Miguel's family and Coco. His family said don't do it. And then your family saying yes and I'll help you write it. And here's a guitar that I found at the mall. <I'm just kidding.
laughs> How'd you, like when you hit your first million, did you come home and they were like, hey, you're famous? Like, what was the relationship? Like, what was the vibe?
He doesn't have a million. He's very humble.
No, his
one
first
day.
Million views.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No,
I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
sorry, I did. I'm old.
First million views, probably like, it was obviously for Jugaste y Sufrí.
Yeah.
I was in my room one day, and like, it was already 6 months after the Eslabón's album had come out.
Yeah.
And that song was in it. And I see like a meme with the song in the background. It was like a sad dude. And it was like, yeah, no man. No.
Yeah.
And then like, I was like, all right, that's sick. They're using the audio. And then I scrolled again. And like two videos after, another audio. And then I clicked on the audio. And there was like 10,000 videos made with that audio on TikTok. And then I checked the next day. There was like 25,000.
Yeah.
Bro, it was like going crazy. And then I checked like the charts and the song was like top 10 Latin.
Yeah, now you guys went crazy with that one.
Wow.
And then I showed my mom and my mom literally started crying. And like we all like hugged each other now. Like I feel like that just motivated me even more to keep writing so many more songs, to keep doing this.
It confirmed that what you write, it works.
Yeah.
Did you ever do like a talent show or like what got you from learning it to actually performing? Because some people just stay in their room.
Yeah.
You know, they'll sing in the shower or they'll sing in the room or they'll make music inside. But what got you to like doing that outwardly for people?
Well, when I was in high school, I've never got the best grades. Like I have like ADHD, you know, like I'm always like grabbing onto something. Yeah. Bro. Like
we say, you're 19, I feel weird saying it, but he likes to finger the couches.
Yeah. That's why we have to get these couches. They're not fingerable.
Tapping,
Over here, I'm like,
now, I've been reading the comments. I'm like, damn, how many times I've fixed my short and tapped my knees? It's just be like,
But you have to be doing something then.
Yeah. Like, even in class, like, a fly could pass by and I'm like, oh, shit. And then, like, I'm not focused
on whatever the teacher is doing.
And then, I would go home and I was in the soccer team, in the high school soccer team. Mm. I was in JV, like, as a freshman. And then you have to have like a 2.0 GPA.
To stay on the team.
And I had a 1.8, bruh.
Oh, so they were like, nah, you out of here, boy.
Yeah, they kicked me out of the soccer team. And like I would go home and my parents would just be sad. Like, just like disappointed in me, you know? Because like I didn't have good grades. Got kicked out
of
the soccer team.
You're not on a team, yeah.
And like I would just be home doing nothing. Yeah. Didn't have a job.
Damn.
Like, and then, so that kind of like hit me hard too. Because it was just so much pressure and like, My siblings also didn't do that good in school, you know?
Damn, Angie, putting you on blast. Wow. She's like, what am I doing?
Angie was like, well, now I'm your
manager.
She's
like, I had a 2.8, all right?
Yeah.
No, yeah. My sister, like, my sister's always been the smartest one out of the three of us.
Damn, it's always the girls, huh?
Yeah.
But like she would be a troublemaker.
Yeah.
She would be a troublemaker.
Oh, she'll get down?
She'll get down.
Yeah. I remember one time.
Hell yeah.
But I remember one time when she was in middle school and I was like, 8 or 7.
My
mom would, like, we went to go pick her up and she had just gotten in a fight.
Oh.
And she was over there squabbling in school.
Dude, how do you fight in that DHS heat, though?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I will go to the, let's get down to the AC at least.
Yeah.
Because, Angie, you're how? If you don't mind. You're 27. So you were like in love with Cholo, Angie? A little bit?
Yeah. We all had that face.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Because my sisters were in love with Cholo.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, that was bald. Hell yeah. He's laughing. He's like,
no, little do y'all know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's an area
in love with the thug.
DHS, that's
her song.
It's called Dream Homes, right?
Dream Homes.
Dream
yeah.
Homes, right? Is that like the hoodest part of it?
Yeah.
That's what, yeah,
so I don't want to say too much.
Yeah. Okay, back to you. So you were in your room and you were kind of feeling discouraged because it's like, at the same time, you don't want your parents to feel bad. And I know you see them working hard and then, but you choose, let me just focus on this music.
Yeah. And I remember clearly my dad had told me one time, he was like, lo que le hicimos a tus hermanos, a ti te va a ir el doble de peor, porque ya viste lo que hicieron.
Like you didn't learn from them, it's going to be double.
Yeah, he basically said like, whatever punishments we gave to your siblings, it's going to go double worse for you.
Damn.
Because you already seen what they did.
Yeah, and you didn't learn.
Oh. Yeah, and then like, bro, I just felt so much pressure. And I remember every night I would be crying in my room. Like, I would start praying. I remember I started, like, gaining that habit of just praying every night. Just, like, I just wanted something good to happen to me, you know? I just wanted to make my parents happy for something that I've been.
Oh, daddy. Wow.
And then the COVID hit. Like, in March. Literally, like, in March.
I know.
Around your guys' birthdays. Yeah.
And then it was even worse now because I was home doing nothing, bro. Nothing. And then I remembered I had my guitar and I just wanted to post like a TikTok video of doing like a random song cover, you know?
Yeah.
And then I posted it and I just left it there because nobody really knew that I sang or that I played the guitar. I posted it and I didn't even want to see the comments, bro, because what if like they didn't like my voice and it was just embarrassing?
Yep.
So I literally planned on deleting that video the day after. And so when I grabbed my phone like the next day, I seen that it had 12,000 views.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, like my first video.
That's a lot for especially you.
But hell yeah, especially if you have like no followers or nothing. That's just 12,000 is a lot.
Your first video.
Yeah.
For sure.
And like that kind of motivated me. I was like, dang, like maybe I could keep doing this. So every 2 days I would post a new cover and it would be original Mexican music.
Uh-huh. What was the first cover?
Disculpe Usted. It was Le gusta mucho que le lleven serenata.
No, okay, I know
Wait, I don't know how it goes. How does it go?
Le gusta mucho que le lleven serenata. Que la despierten con un beso en las mañanas.
Let these 19.
I just like his voice, you jerk.
Why you gotta turn it like that?
I love your voice.
Thank
Shout
you.
Out you.
Let the water take him to school.
I just want to make sure you get to school on time.
Yeah.
And there's this thing that you know what an Edgar is. You come from the line of it somewhere. Okay, so there was like this. We had this thing called Edgar Report. I was gonna ask you, do you have one? Because we could do an Edgar Report to end it.
Yeah.
We have an Edgar report, basically what the Edgars are up to, right? And then there was
like
one
the
where
kids.
like the Edgars look low-key like Dragon Ball Z vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, dude, I hope those Edgars get to school on time. Because me dio cosa, like I'm a mom. Mm-hmm. So like I just have like a soft spot. But they were like, imagine if we said.
That.
No, I was like, I want to get them the right to school. I want to make sure that they get to school on time. But you guys made it dirty. To me, it wasn't dirty. To me, it's like, oh, it could, like how you're talking. Yeah. And I'm like, me that's like, oh, like.
Cariño, like the cariño.
But they're making it weird.
No, because I told her, I said, oh, yeah, let there be some high school girls and me be like, I want to take them around a ride to school.
Yeah,
you know?
Because
like,
you're also you.
No, it's different.
Yes.
No, it's just, you can't say that.
It was just a bunch of little boys.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I hope they get to school on time. They're so cute. Like, anything crazy.
No, but we know what she meant, but the comment we all kind of just went along with it. And
anyway.
It was like, and then it's funny because a bunch of little Edgar was like, yeah, I want Letty to take me to school.
Yeah. Oh, shout out the Edgars.
Shout out the Edgars.
And before we get to Edgar Report, because we're going to have you join in on Edgar Report.
Okay.
We just saw, like today we're recording this on Tuesday. We just saw that you're going to do Tiny Desk. That's incredible. We saw you with Becky G, the promo.
Yeah. We filmed it like 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was such a sick experience. And it's so sick that they're doing like a whole month of pure Latin.
Yep,
Latin,
for Hispanic like, Heritage singing. Month. Yeah, so they're going to have a bunch of Hispanic artists.
The legends that have done it, man.
Yeah,
shout
Mac
out
Miller's
you.
Done it.
That's amazing.
Usher's done it. Danny's going to do it. Is yours going to be at the end of the month? Because I know you said your name last. You guys said.
Oh, yeah. I honestly don't know what day is going to come
When it's
going
to drop.
But like, yeah, it's already recorded.
That's beautiful.
And like, I was about to say something, but I can't say that.
Yeah,
no, you're good. the management was about to run in yeah, here.
It's like, it's like the Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
No, but that when you win and just seeing your rise, I'm sure you're seeing a lot of people just rooting for you. You know, and just getting to know you more. The biggest thing that you've done, I think, beyond anything, is be vulnerable. And that's going to get you so much more riders than if you were just trying to have this look or be like, oh, yeah, I'm too here. Cool. These are my numbers. Yeah. The vulnerability you have, that's going to set you apart more than for anybody. Sure. And I think that that's something to commend. So shout out to
absolutely.
You for that.
Thank you.
Let's get into Edgar Report.
In Edgar news, we have... This little Edgar
with
the biggest pants in the world.
Those are size 40s, I think.
Damn.
No, that's size 50.
Nah, that's crazy.
That's
he wore
crazy.
Them to school. He thought he did something.
Is he about to like fight somebody? Or
he's bad though.
I think they're playing basketball or something. Kid.
No, they're not even playing basketball. They're playing soccer in the basketball court.
Oh, okay.
Fucking little chuntaro, huh?
Déjalo. That is crazy.
They said this fool is the king of hand-me-downs. And no, I thought that was hilarious.
I'm against like school dress code, but like, yeah. Damn, you got to dress code that.
He's showing us that he lost 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Said, honey, I shrunk the Edgar.
He was like, this was the before
and the after. These are the pants I used to wear. Dude, no. Are those your pants?
No. Oh, that's big, fool.
Bro. How big is that?
I'm big, fool. But
those are big boy pants.
I'm thicky, yeah. But that fool's... That fool, damn, that
you might fit five Edgars in their pants. No way.
So my thing is though, like he probably thinks he's doing it up.
Oh yeah. He even tried to put a belt on it and everything.
Look at the way he's holding.
It's on the last hole. That's crazy. That's how us girls wear our dresses when we're walking down. He's holding his hands.
That one took a bazooka to school.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, low key.
He got the biggest those strap dangerous. in the block. That's fool when Vic said, let you send this?
I
no,
sent it.
It was, did.
Bro, that shit
that's
was
crazy.
Honey, I shrunk the Edgar.
Him flipping this off is getting me mad.
I know that too.
Like me off. Well, you're the one that chose those pants.
Like there's bad kids, but this was the type of fool who like call like an old lady a bitch and look at us to come for confirmation if it was cool.
No,
like, no asshole, like that wasn't cool. Yeah, I see little motherfuckers like this. I don't really like. I like other Edgars.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I like
the other Edgar that was, the other fool's an Edgar too.
Like, yeah,
the
other,
he's
yeah,
he's
always
there.
But that
he's
fool's
respectable. Like,
yeah, you feel me? Like,
he has a collar shirt. Yeah. Yeah, all of that. Shout out to him.
And then whoever's recording this doesn't fall for this fool's antics. He's bad, bro.
So, hey, somewhere his dad can't find his pants. Where's my pants? Where did I put those? No,
what do you think is his favorite artist?
Mm. Danny Lux.
Danny Lux.
Mexican OT.
Bro. Deep inside, he has like a lot of emotions, I feel.
I feel like they be listening to a lot of West Coast.
Yeah.
That's hip hop.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. Damn, I was wearing some baggy ass clothes. Favorite artist is Little Weirdo.
No way. Is this Edgar Report?
Oh shit.
See, but this is, I like this.
That's fire.
That's telling.
That's scary.
This is something my kids would do, and I'm scared.
Oh,
that
shit.
This video exists.
The fool crashed. Oh, he almost crashed.
Where is it? This is in the desert, no?
Yeah, this is probably in Palm Springs, maybe. Yeah. Danny Lays, do you recognize this place?
Damn, it literally looks like it.
Yeah.
There's
no way.
Wow.
She's talent, though.
That's dope.
Who is that?
Hey, what type of shoes
shout
does he have on?
Shout out that kid.
Black Air Maxes?
Black Air Maxes.
He has Black Air Maxes on. No,
he got the running shoes.
Canyon Center.
Oh, we got
maybe Canyon Country or there's a canyon.
Probably somewhere like in New Mexico. Yeah. Let's bet on New Mexico.
There's something in Cali.
It has to be around
country.
You.
Yeah.
That's
shout out to him.
Shout out that
Edgar Olympics, he's right there.
Oh, yeah.
And you could tell that's after school. That's his uniform.
Yes.
It looks like
that's his school uniform.
Straight to work after.
Wow, that's incredible. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
I like that we balanced out the Edgar report.
Yeah.
Because there was one little marqueado that we don't want to kick it with. Like, nah, I'm going to bring that fool around.
Okay.
But does it imagine he pulls up to the podcast doing that?
That's what I'm saying.
On top of the bike?
Shit.
Okay, so before we go, Danny, so this is going to drop. Mexican Independence Day / the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month. Because we dropped towards the end of this week. That's this weekend.
Okay.
Do you know how to do El Grito? Because every year we do a competition.
We do a competition. Oh, yeah,
I'm going to embarrass myself.
No,
really?
No, it's cool.
We'll just sing. If you want to sing instead, you can sing.
You could go last if you want.
Okay, right, you could go last. Okay.
Yeah, you go last.
I'll crack it off since I'm the most Mexican.
Most Spaniard.
But hold on, before you crack it off,
And by the way, El Grito and El Grito are two different things is what I learned.
Yes. So,
the one we do, that's not even what they do in the El Grito.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like with mariachis and us being drunk, we do the grito.
Okay, what
El
is
El Grito is actually like the campana and no, it's like a speech.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See,
we think El Grito
is the scream.
The, Yeah, like yeah. They go up on the balcony and they do that. I watched it. They don't do that. So they ring a bell and then they say words.
So before we move on, we want to put you on. Vic is 70%
Spaniard European.
We did a 23andMe.
We did 23andMe. Like,
and yeah. Us, Aztec'd out.
No super way. Azteca.
Yeah, we're super Azteca. I'm like 70% Apocalipto.
Yeah.
Lefty too. But yeah. Vic, he's
70% European.
This a long was, time ago, though.
Yeah. Like, you
know? Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, but you can hear it in his grito. Go ahead, Vic. That was a lot better.
That was a lot better.
Hey, good. You better do good, Apocalipto.
Better do good, Apocalipto. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo. Oh, I tried. I'm sick. No, I'm sick.
They muted the mic on
They that muted. See, I like him. We're team. I'm trying.
Stand up. What's wrong?
Bro, are you good?
Stop touching me, bro. Stop touching me. Okay, I'll move on.
What was that about?
I can't do it.
That's going to be a meme.
Sound like a fucking dying bird.
He's choking.
Whoa. You have to tap into your...
Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Try it.
Your falsetto.
Can I just say Rosario? I think that was a good grito.
No, try it.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo. No. Santificado.
You have to do it.
All right.
That was good.
That's like when you hit yourself.
you stub your toe?
Okay,
Leti.
Danny, get ready. You're clowning, but it's your turn next.
Let's go, Leti.
Were you practice that?
No. What the fuck, dude?
What'd that mouth do?
No, good.
What the fuck?
Wait, what? I thought I was going to win.
You go. He's 19. Leave him alone.
I'm done. I look this way.
Bro.
All right. Danny. No one look. No one look. We're all talking.
Oh, his sister went like this.
It's because, bro, even in my music, like, it's not music to do gritos to.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario and just pretend you're there.
All right.
You're kicking in with...
Let's go, Danny.
Hey, that was good. If it was a little longer,
yeah, he got it.
But we gotta give it to Leti this round.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my God, are you the third time? Are you the 30-year champion?
Yeah, this is my 30-year winning on your ass. I know you are. Yeah, yeah. But if you do want to sing us out, Danny Lux, it would be really nice if you finished the little song that you were doing. Right?
Wait, what song?
What's the one where she likes to be serenata?
Well, I feel like we should have him do one of his songs.
Like Atrapado or something.
Amar y Perder or...
But let them want you to look at her when you're singing.
No, I don't. You made it weird. You're so fucked up. You made it so weird.
How?
Hurry up and sing so that we can turn the AC on again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What song?
You know, I wanted to ask you. I'm sorry, you guys. So you have a song where you were talking about how you're trying to forget a girl. So you went out with another girl, but then you kept thinking of the girl that you miss. It was like Salí con Otra.
Para olvidarte. That's a cover. I think I did a cover of Fercho Cien. Is it that one?
I learned now. Like, I'm new to your guys' music, like the genre.
Yeah.
So everything that, like, you did, you're the original to me. It's like when people hear El Rey, they think it's Chente, but it's not.
Yeah.
But whatever.
That one?
But I think it's more later on the album, and you talk about going out with the new girl to forget the girl that broke your heart, but then you see her in everybody.
Pero la miro y me acuerdo de ti. No sé cómo explicarte lo que sentí. Salgo todos los días para la calle a ver si te veo por ahí.
Yeah, Danny Lux.
You're welcome, ladies.
That was awesome.
You're welcome. All right, Danny Lux, Brown Bag, episode 107.
107. And we're back. Today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek.
SeatGeek!
With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app.
Hey.
I'm so excited to see Dodger October baseball.
Wow.
And we can see those with SeatGeek.
Yeah. You know who else we can see with SeatGeek?
Who?
Danny Lux. You know who else?
Who else?
Our parents. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
I'm just trying to be cool. It didn't work.
It's okay.
Shout out SeatGeek, though.
Shout out SeatGeek. Look, each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so look for the green dots. Green dots means good. Red means bad. Ooh. Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps. And you know we came through? with the promo code.
Hey, baby.
Let's go.
Use code Brown Bag for $20 off your tickets at SeatGeek. I had to really try it out for myself. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Dodger game on Monday.
And you used your own code?
I used my own code, baby.
Crazy.
You have to make sure it worked for the people.
Okay, question. Because last time, we have to correct this. I think last time he said brown bag 20.
It's just brown
it's
bag.
It's just brown bag.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Is that why I didn't get the code?
That's probably why.
Everybody go to SeatGeek. Use our code.
Brown bag.
Brown bag to get $20 off. So look, we know these festivals, these venues, it could get expensive. So instead of wasting 120 on alcohol, you could waste $80 on your ticket and then $20 on a tall kind of Modelo by just using SeatGeek and using code BROWNBAG.
Yeah.
The girl you went with that you're like breaking her heart, did she use our code?
You went with the girl?
Why? Who said that?
Who else? Who'd you go with? Your dad?
No.
Who'd you go with?
What, the girl?
The girl?
A girl.
There's a the girl?
The girl.
Bays and Canes.
Whoa.
But look, it's about SeatGeek.
Yeah.
Shout out SeatGeek. I got great tickets, and it was funny because I forgot. I think I was like half asleep when I bought the tickets. So I remember like looking. I'm like, oh, man. Like, I think like I didn't pay too much for them, so I'm probably going to sit up top. So I was like, where am I going? And then, so she was like, oh, I know the way. Like, I go to Dodger games a lot. So I'm like, okay.
What are they about those?
She goes with their tia, fool.
Well, you know what it is? They don't have a code like we do. Brown bag, shout out to Brown bag 20.
So, and then
no,
I get,
just brown bag, fool.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, brown bag. Damn it. Okay, look, so I'm getting to my seats and we're getting lower and lower and lower. Right next to the field, I'm like, oh, shit, I got good-ass tickets. Mm-hmm. I literally forgot. So we were, like, pretty
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Use Brown Bag on SeatGeek.
That's right.
So I'm trying to think about this, Lady, right? So you took Raising Cane's to a Dodger game to give her your... Oh, it wasn't her?
It was someone else.
I did.
It was her?
Yeah, it was her.
Wow, look. Wow. He once gave her Raising Cane's, and after that, he gave her his Dodger dog.
Yeah. That's crazy.
For the food connoisseur.
The fact that she's been there before, knows where to go. Like, I get lost anytime I'm at Dodger Stadium. Yeah.
Three's in the air.
Is it these three? Hold on.
Are you like a this type of guy or this type of guy?
Or this type of guy.
or this type of why am I so gross?
Oh my God.
All right.
And then so you gave her the Dodger dog after?
I live with my mom.
We're moving on.
Okay.
But I do have a question about her specifically. Did you find out the occupation?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say it.
What? Oh, yeah. She's a manager.
She's a professional. she saw the pod and she was like, oh, thank God you didn't say what I say where I work.
Can you say it and we'll bleep it? Just our reaction.
No.
Just say the occupation.
It's literally not that important.
Like, just say the occupation.
Like, her job is important, but it's...
Well, we're going to bleep it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to rely on Jose and fucking Fuego. They're going to leave shit in.
Facts. Hey, you guys leave shit in. You have a kid.
Yeah.
You left shit in.
Yeah, me.
She's a lawyer. She's not a lawyer.
Fool.
Okay, she's a lawyer.
He's lying. Just tell the fucking truth. You make it weird.
She works at a...
Oh, my God. You're so annoying.
You're annoying. Because she wouldn't be happy that you didn't say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Moving on.
Okay, and she saw the pod. Did she get embarrassed by the three-finger combo?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So shout out. I don't know her cousin, but we were talking yesterday, and she was like, yo, Mike, honestly, I wasn't going to stop talking to you after that. She was like, because I was so embarrassed. I was mortified, all this stuff. And then she said that her cousin was like, stop being a bitch. Like, just... Stop being a fucking baby. Like, that was you in the club. You weren't saying nothing when you were over there. So her cousin, like, told her, like,
hey. Gave her, like, the...
Like, fool, stop being a lady. They were clowning.
Literally, yeah. She, like, told her, like, she's like, nah, shut the fuck up, fool. Like, just man up. Like, don't trip about that shit. Mm-hmm. So shout out to her because she said, like, actually, I was going to stop talking to you. But she's like, then my cousin made a good point, so...
Did she block that episode from her brother's YouTube?
I don't know. We'll find out soon.
Because her brothers are the ones that... Watch
She got like four brothers too.
No, fuck you
all.
Oh yeah, hey, don't fuck up my homie Vic. That's what I mean to give your sister the Raising Cane's.
Yeah, he did. He meant it.
My thing is like we didn't show her face.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if she had like a crazy tattoo that like of like her mom or like a name that people recognize. But in reality, like nobody knows who she is.
Yeah.
But Vic
until people know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Vic, people don't follow her.
Investigative reporters.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay, yeah, leave
Does
it like,
she not mind not, like, being a secret? Like, not that you guys are keeping it private?
Yeah, like, That's she's good. Not out there like that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Well, yeah, because she's like a CEO somewhere.
He's fishing. He's fishing.
Do you follow her company?
No. Oh, you know where she works? You know where those companies that send out those text messages where you have to put in all your mailing
info?
He's
lying to you. See? That's your homie. He's talking shit about you.
Never mind. To all her four brothers, fuck this fool.
Fuck him up. We'll help you.
And send me the video. What do you think of that? How was the parade with you and your conquistador over here?
It was fun.
Why were you hating on everybody's posts?
Nah, if I didn't hate on yours.
I know, but me, because you know I'll come back at you.
Yeah, no, no. Vic's not really Mexican, and Irene pretends to be Mexican.
They're both Mexican.
Yeah. We're
Mexican. Irene doesn't know Spanish.
She knows Spanish. Oh my God, do not. She knows Spanish. I met her brother, Ruben. I feel like I met him before, but he came to do the video.
Yeah, yeah.
Ruben. Ruben looks so much like Irene. Have
you met it's
him?
Like a guy what version. Like
yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but like if we
I love their little faces, though.
Yeah, like if we gave Irene a buzz cut, it'll be Ruben.
Well, I told him if Irene and Vic had a baby, it'd be Ruben because he dresses like Vic.
Whoa, that's a
swag influence. Shout out my boy Ruben right there.
Shout out Ruben.
Hard worker. Didn't complain one time. He's in the beaming sun. He's taking video.
Shout out to Ruben.
By the way, shout out to Danny Lux. That was a really cool interview. Now that he's not here.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, we kicked that far. We're like too much time.
Yeah. No.
Now we did.
It was really fucking cool.
Shout out Danny Lux.
And
we
that's like the bar we're trying to set, like legit bringing you guys these artists that we all love. But that we can have that conversation. Because I felt like I got to know him so much more on our level, you know?
Yeah. Like he was like, clowning and shit.
He was clowning you, dog.
Yeah.
Damn, he had the jokes. I almost took off on him.
Damn, he called me racist.
He did call you racist. That was a very racist take, Vic.
Yeah.
He was like, loving basketball. Loving soccer is crazy.
Yeah.
Who was starting your Loving Soccer movie?
Who would start?
Loving Soccer.
Messi, I guess. It should be a story about Messi and his girl. I think
that would work. Forever. That'd be cool.
So but there's not drama there because they're just perfect, huh?
Yeah.
So you'll have to be more dramatic.
He was great.
Loving Soccer.
Danny Lux was great. Yeah. I forgot to ask him what the Lux was for.
Luxurious?
No, because there's Danny because that's his name, but what's Lux for? Fuck. Tell him to come back.
Come back in.
Yeah.
His favorite Vegas hotel is the Luxor.
Damn, he drove from
Coachella Valley.
Here. That's so cool. Coachella
that's a
Valley.
Fucking drive.
Yeah. Oh, I want to shout out. Josh Leyva from my favorite podcast. Just kidding. No, I do love that podcast. I love it so much. I've never been on it, but I'm a fan. You didn't even know the podcast when you went on them.
I want to get blamed for everything. I just went on.
I hit up Josh because he was posting on his stories about like sending out or like someone can win like a PR package. I was like, bro, I would love some. And I was like, send us some. And then so he sent it over. He's like, no, say less. And he sent it over.
That's dope.
The next day. Shout out to my guy. Jose, you drink these a lot, huh?
I like the watermelon one.
There's a watermelon one up there. This one, Calm and Sleep. Ponche.
My mom likes this one.
If you want to go to sleep.
Shout out the boys. But you know what?
He sent you some before?
Yeah, he did. But I feel like after our pod drop, I don't think their fans were too happy with me. I think they think I'm too ghetto. So the homies distant themselves.
Hydration and immunity.
We still got to have a full crossover. I met Sebas and he was hella cool. I have yet to meet Josh, but
I met Josh.
Dope.
Josh is tall as fuck.
Appreciate that.
They're tall ass fool, huh?
He's so tall.
I feel like a Mexican Thor.
I was like, what are you doing being that tall? We don't come in that size. Him, Danny, everyone's getting tall now.
Yeah, see, what the fuck happened to us, Vic?
I don't know.
This is really cool that he sent it over. I just wanted to show him love because I think the narrative with me is that I hate on them.
Yeah.
I have, but
I don't know. You didn't get that out of nowhere. But it's just friendly competition. And it's not even competition. I just
shout out them, they're doing their shit.
I just like the beef.
Yeah. But that's the hip hop and Letty.
Yeah.
Anybody that's doing
it's
the same shit we're doing.
Yeah. I'm calling out names. I am friends, I still gotta talk about you. Me and Duno did a panel.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now that we did this, let's talk about. I'm kidding. What about?
Hold on, real quick. Comment boy, if you guys want us to do the crossover, the legendary crossover that people have been asking for. If you guys want us to do it, comment. If not, we won't do it.
Who do you think is going to be the swaggiest in that pod?
What? Me?
Yeah, Letty.
Yeah, it's got to be like a 2v2 with the swag. Like
2v2?
Well, because like I'm not
me
too swag.
Out of me?
No. You, Vic, swag. Can I finish?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Vic?
Sometimes. I get tired sometimes. I get cramps. you and Vic, you guys are like the swaggiest here. You feel me? You guys put the shit on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They feel like they're some of the swaggiest.
No, it's going to be you two versus them.
No, I come in shorts
anything,
and black tees every
anything,
day.
If anything, Sarai Karen will be the girl.
Yeah.
And she wins.
Yeah, I'm not like too swaggy with it. Them fools wear like pearls around their necks and shit. Like, I don't even got one.
What about in a wank off? Kidding.
In a wank off? Oh, I'm winning. Wankers. See, I feel like that's too much for their pot.
That's too much for their pot. Like, their pots too. Yeah.
You feel like dirty. I'm telling you, I think the homies dissing themselves for me. when I did the pod job, they're like, that little motherfucker too ghetto. I feel like a lot of people dissing themselves for me.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah. Except just, us.
Except you guys.
Stuck for life.
Oh, I love you, Fulperrito. That's right. Shout out my boy. Nah, but shout out them. Yeah, they're doing this shit. Really shout cool. out. Shout out Josh, because I seen that he just did some shit with De Oro. They did like they did like a meet and greet. That was, he just did a drop. Mm-hmm. I seen all my homies were there. I wasn't invited, but yeah. I seen all my homies that were wearing all white. They were doing their shit. So yeah. I'm like, shout out him. Shout out another Latino winning, doing this shit. He got his shit in Target. He going crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's so dope.
That's dope.
Shout out you for breaking generational curses, brother. You deserve it. I actually hit them because I hit you guys too. I'm dropping my own hat soon, and I was hitting all the homies, all the homegirls, like, hey, I'm dropping a new hat with this certain company. Shout out Prosciety. You feel me? We got some dope collabs. I'm going to show you guys off camera.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I'm excited. So, you know, I was hitting all people that I have showed love before. So, you I hit La hit Plática. Me. I hit you guys. I did hit you.
Nope.
I didn't hit you?
You didn't hit me up either.
You didn't hit me up either.
So, 20
bucks.
Sizes?
20 bucks.
20 bucks?
Hey, you never hit me?
20 bucks. Shake on it. Shake on it, pussy.
Oh, you asked me our size.
That's what that was for. It's a surprise.
Hey, you didn't hit me. Hey. And you complained
that.
Do that.
You did.
Look.
You asked me your size.
And that's fucked up. Look, because, you know, see?
I didn't know what it was for.
Look. Letty and Vic are the first people with their hat sizes up there.
What's my hat size?
7 1/4. And Maxim, I already have your hat, your size, and your hat. So shut the fuck up.
I got you.
Pussy. I also have Ugly Primo, Dominic from WWE.
You guys, stop. You guys love sour milk, huh?
I have sour milk? Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
Sour milk. That looks weird, huh? Yeah. Sour milk.
You're wanking him.
I'm wanking
the
homie.
He super wants to wank him.
Nah, see.
You know, we need to do a podcast with sour milk.
Yeah. I have never
seen him do a pod. Yeah, that's who we need to have on.
That's fire.
Fuck that fool.
It's not because he comes.
No.
Wait, pause. he'll have jokes for you.
Nah. Shout out sour milk because, ever since he met me, he's like dead ass, like, And there's a lot of people that won't do that, right? Like, Letty was like that, Vic. Yeah. The minute they met me, they're just like, they don't got to do what they do, but they're showing love. Yep. Like, Ugly Primo, Dom, they're constantly texting me like, hey, fool.
Checking in.
This would work. This
supporting.
Would work. Sour Milk, the first time we met, the whole shit had happened when I was getting... I gotta stop.
Nah, go. I didn't even catch that
just
one.
Go, just go.
But he's showing love, and we be roasting it, bro, like...
I'm calling him. We're gonna invite him on the pod, live on the pod.
Hello.
Hi, Milk.
What's good?
Milk, you're live on the Brown Bag
leche
podcast.
Podrida, la verga.
Stop. Oh, no. All right. Hey, Milk, we want to see if you would...
Hey, don't try to start no shit.
No, nothing. We want to see if you would come on the podcast. We're talking about how cool you are, and we're like, do we need to have him on the pod?
Damn, I'm cool enough to be on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cool enough to wear skirts, too.
Hey, bro, listen. As weird as this sounds, it takes balls to wear a skirt.
Oh, he said.
It also.
Oh, no. Milk, we'll connect. We'll have you on.
I love you.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let me know. I'm with it.
All right, bet.
All right, bro.
It's crazy.
No, it's love.
Yeah.
It's love, bro. Mm-hmm. That shit, bro. But Sour Milk's of like.
Sour Milk's
I'm telling you, like, one time I was roasting him and his mom replied, like, este pinche pendejo, ¿qué?
Yeah. His mom's about the fucking business.
That shit was funny as fuck. But yeah, shout out Sour Milk. You got to come on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
We got to have La Plática on here, Sour Milk. Who else should we invite publicly? Fuck it. We already in this motherfucker.
You know what? I want Snow again.
We got
to
have
She's
Snow
She's been
again.
On tour a lot. But I think that, like, her, when she comes back to L.A. or she comes back home, we should have her on again because I want her to see just, like...
The growth.
Because she was fucking with us when we never had guests.
Yeah.
She just came by when it was a small
Yeah,
ass.
Me and her were, like, rubbing elbows. Yeah. It was fucking tight
well,
in that
Well, you do that anyway because you're all horny.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But... I know her position in life.
I know her stance on things.
Yeah, I respect people's choice of life.
But yeah, shout out Josh, shout out Seba,
shout out everybody. Yo,
well, we have IE and friends on here.
Yeah, hell yeah, shout out the homies. They're deep. Why? Why do you want to have IE and Brandy?
Why are we starting beef?
I don't know them.
Why not? We're 50 Cent with it.
We're talking. We're just clowning. Yeah.
This is like Kendrick in control. Kendrick is like, I love you guys, but I'm trying to murder you guys.
Oh, you don't know them? Are you really like that? They interview the love of your life so often, huh?
Oh, what? I forgot about that.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about that. My guy is over that.
I don't care about that.
No, but they're like three of them. I think we could deal with Shebas and
three of them. There's three of us.
Yeah, but there's three. Like, we're gonna fit three.
I want anybody we bring on. I want it to be like really like fun. I don't want it to be too serious.
Oh, so
you know
they're not fun.
Like, I don't know. I haven't watched their stuff, but like, does it seem like they're really funny?
me and Dudo, because they have their little army too, and I feel like their army and La Platica's army are the same ones. I think we're together.
No, I think it's probably, it might be a little more like.
Sorry, they don't think we are.
We are ghetto.
We're ghetto as fuck.
We're ghetto fabulous.
But you know what it is? Like, I feel like this is how we talk. Like, this is how I talk to my homie. Like, man, shut a bitch ass up, weak ass shit.
Yeah, and then they're like, like your mom. They're like that one. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I love you, fool. But I would love to have all of them, bro. They are cool as fuck.
So we were at the Chicano Hollywood event this past week. And we were on a panel, and it was the IE and Friends panel. And I think they're hip to stuff that we've said. Like, we've openly clowned them. And again, if you can read it, it's not beef. But I get where people like try to like, oh my God, they're talking shit or whatever. It's like, no, we just clown. Yeah. That's how we are.
From the ghetto.
But we're also down for it, like in real life. And it's funny because like, there was this part where the guy asked, like, you know, you represent Los Angeles. You guys represent the IE. And I was like, let's fight. And then one of them stood up.
Oh, and Letty stood up at the same time.
And I stood up, too, with my mic. And I'm like, what's up? And it's a dude. And I'm like, I will throw Duno at you. I will throw him at you.
I would just laugh. But
he was on stage in front of all...
Everybody was
I was ready. I was ready to put it down.
Everybody was so confused, but
it's like it's the underlyingness of our shit.
But you know what? I think that's what makes it because I feel like when I try to explain to people, like
I said, there's IE and enemies.
Oh yeah, that's what you said. I didn't catch that one.
They said because it's IE and Friends, and they do IE in movies, I think. And then I was like, there's an IE and enemies.
Ooh. Yeah, so I think people be
I'm
like,
I'm too brava for my own good. I'm sorry.
No,
you know what? I feel like people get too serious about shit. Like, bro, like
it's fun.
The other day the homie brought he's talking to some girl. He finally brought her around. Dog, the homies were eating her up, fool. Boom, like they were just throwing shots about where she grew up. Like, and she was low key like. She's like, damn, you fool, like culero. She said to the homie, like, oh, se pasa de verga. And then the homie was like, well, fool, I told you. Like, like this, because I think she knew what I do. She was like, people ever take it too serious? I'm like, yeah, but it's fool. We are the type that behind the scenes, we support everybody. And even outside, like.
And they know.
Like with La Platica shit. I think that narrative started in the comments just because we're all Latino. But fool, shout out them. The homies are really killing it and doing their fucking shit. Shout out to the homie. He just got married. The other one's making fucking millions and being promoted on Target. They're doing their shit behind the scenes. They're working with all these companies. Mm-hmm. And to us, it's like, man, we got to fuck with everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're just all kicking it, having fun. Let's do it up. Let's talk shit. And at the end of the day, we all want to be the best. We competition it up.
That's my thing, though, too, because... Okay, so again, incredible. I love the unity. I love the, like, everyone supporting everyone. But they had a question, too, like, just about, like, the podcast scene and stuff like that. And Duno said it dope, too. It's like, yeah, you want to support, pero tampoco. These fools are in the IE. The other fools are, like, really far out. It's like, it can't be fake.
Yeah.
You know, you can't collab for the sake of collabing. And, like, it has to be a genuine, I fuck with you. And if it's not, then you're literally becoming industry. You're just doing it for their views or their audience or their followers. And it's like, we good where we're at. So I thought that was really cool, too. And on my end... Like, because they said, what do you want, like, the legacy for the podcast? And I whispered to Duno, I'm like, to be the biggest fucking Latino podcast in the world. Yeah. I told him, I'm like, that's our goal. Like, it's not like, oh.
Yeah.
But it's like, you got to think like that. You got to want to be the best. You got to be that dog. Yeah. If you're not that dog, then you get eight.
Yeah. No, that's what I love about our name, too. We're not, like, beholden to, like, one specific area.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Like,
hey, that's crazy.
I don't know what beholden means.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, we're not, like, La Podcast or La Brown Bag.
We're just Brown Bag. You
we're
know
just
what I'm
Brown Bag.
Like,
we're it all. We're yeah. everywhere. All around yeah. the world.
We're going to be everywhere. You're going to see us worldwide. You're going to see these mugs everywhere. You feel me? Times Square, London. Where you want to see me? Where you going to see me? You going to see me? We not going to see you. Where was you at? I didn't see you there.
You're
when
so
I was
stupid.
There,
you're so stupid.
I hear friends, we like you. Like, Big Mike feel another way.
I didn't
when
say
it.
That.
Nah, for one of y'all.
I just said we're not beholden to a certain area. That's only a 50-mile radius.
Now, one of y'all said, if I rubbed elbows with his ex too much.
Yeah. I don't know about none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shout out to, you know what? Shout out Chicago. Shout out Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out everywhere that listens
shout out
to
London.
No,
yeah.
Shout out London. It's really cool.
Fucking pieces of shit.
Shout
man.
Out Australia.
Maximo was like, you fools are crazy. Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Nah, but shout out all you motherfuckers. We
yeah.
killing it, bro.
Yeah.
And we're all...
But my goal legit is to be the best. To be the best podcast, period.
Damn, I haven't had this flavor. There's a new one that dropped?
Yeah, there's a new one that dropped.
Send me some asshole.
I'm assuming this is for all of us. Because a lot of
the tumblers
this.
Too?
Yeah, you can.
Or
have.
That's yours?
No, you can.
Oh, I'll take a tumbler.
I have Stanley's.
This
one's
good.
Y'all
assholes. No, this one's good.
I want a tumbler now. Okay.
Wait, what were you?
No, I said I have my Stanley's.
I'll take it.
It's good, right?
No, that one's fire.
Yeah.
I'll fuck with this one.
Nah, shout out everybody, though.
Oh, that's hard. This one's dope.
So,
look,
I am friends.
It can't be in the same moment we're supporting another band, but
yes.
then, like, it's like, you guys gotta take this going, like,
fool,
like it's carilla.
Fool, it's carilla
yeah,
to
it's
everybody.
Just, yeah.
Bro, La Platica, I remember, yeah, they're like, yeah, just number one, you know? And they just
the number
when
one.
When I was on their
podcast,
bottom, I was like, oh,
yeah.
you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Nah, that's just fun, bro.
Yeah, have
like,
a live show.
There's no, that's what I said, There's no way anything that's, like, obviously we get serious with everything, but fool, if we could clown about my dad being dead, all these situations,
yeah.
fool, nothing is ever as serious. Dog.
We should have a fucking podcast competition. And we're calling you out. Who are we calling out?
Who can sell the most tickets?
it could just be on stage, throw up a topic. I really think we're the most funny.
Yeah.
You think we're the most funny? I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think...
They tap into different podcasts for different things. Like, there's one that's, like, strictly inspirational with the music in the background. Crazy. There's one.
That is episode. What episode is this?
107.
107. Thank you.
We love you.
Let's talk about
we
it.
We love you.
Shout out to the homie from Toast to Life.
Yeah.
Pinche deprimido de la verga. Shout out my boy, man. That's Vic's ex-family.
Ex-family.
No, I still fuck with them. Wish I hope I could be on there one day.
Like, yeah, what are you going to
so
talk
too.
About? How was
whatever,
it when...
like, maybe me healing and stuff. Like,
how was it when the person that you really wanted slipped away from you? All right, ready? Run the clip.
Well, what had happened was, you know, I was just on a journey to find myself, really. But once I was on that journey, I found out that myself wasn't who I thought I was.
Shut the fuck up.
So I had to take a look.
Okay.
A look in the mirror.
Hold on. Because you know it was coming. Hold on.
So we were still not fucking.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It was so much fun.
This is completely separate.
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep
I love everybody, with. Honestly. It's just jokes. It's just fun.
Well, that's a problem.
Should we invite La Platica?
Yeah.
We should invite him next week. I'm going to call these fuckers.
Hold on. Wait. We're planning. Everybody's next week. We have to space them out.
We're just going
to
call that
we
home.
Have everything next week.
2 weeks.
Yeah, let's space it out.
Next week. No, I'm going to call them. Are you putting the side music?
You just gotta push through, you know. You just gotta see it all the way. You just gotta look up in the sky. You just gotta keep going another day.
Stop! Oh, I'm so out of
assholes.
Here.
What happened to us? We get one fucking Danny Lux interview.
There's no alcohol in here.
What's I didn't take one shot.
Angie, why are you stopping us?
Oh, fuck, we get crazy off the salute.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, what's good?
Josh!
Papito, all right. We have a question. The world is ending. Also, we're live on Brownback, Josh. Shout out my boy Josh Leyva from
Hi Josh
from La Platica.
What up?
All right, the world is ending. We're on a boat. Okay. You can only save one podcast. You already saved La Platica. Are you saving Brownback or IE and Friends?
Oh,
Oh, man. I'm a mom.
I have kids.
We're drinking salud.
Yeah, we're drinking salud.
We're drinking salud right now.
On God.
Hold on. Does Vic have kids? I'm gonna let
the
kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Vic has kids.
Vic has, how many kids does Vic
just
have?
Just one.
Vic has one.
Maybe more on the way. I'm not sure.
Because of the kids, you know what I mean? I'm a man of the kids. I'm going to go IE and Friends.
Oh! Wow! That was top tier.
Wow.
That was good.
Damn. He called them little kids. little boy.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Hey, Josh, you know what? I didn't catch mm-hmm. that. Wow. Also, they're your kids. Hey, Josh, we just been talking shit and clowning this whole pod. But we want
to... Thank you for the salud. I brought it to the podcast.
Yeah, but we definitely wanted to extend our invite when you and Sebas want to come on Brown Bag. You feel me?
Bro, we ready. We absolutely ready. That needs to happen ASAP.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Hey, meet us on the boat.
Ask me that question again when we're on the pod and I'll pick you guys.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing next week? Let's lock it in. Let's figure it out.
Okay, cool.
All right, Bobby, don't.
That
was funny. Oh, he's like, because I'm a man for the kids. See, I like the dark humor.
Yeah.
We'll do it another day. We'll do like.
It's just episode 108,
guys. Why? Was it the shit talking episode?
Yes. Wow. We have shit to talk about. Oh, okay. No, wait. Okay. Shout out to Danny Lux. And we talked about how this weekend is going to be El Grito. And it starts Mexican Independence Day or Hispanic Heritage Month. Can you pass me that box, please? We have to shout out Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
She sent this box. And they're doing El Grito celebration.
Could she get a
outside of LA City Hall. And look how dope this is. She has la... I don't know how to say this in Spanish. Can you say it in Spanish?
La concejal?
She's a council member.
She's a council member.
I believe she's a third Latina.
Yeah, she has a third Latina.
What do you mean a third?
Like third ever in history.
Oh, I thought you meant like third generation.
She's from San Fernando. She's from San Fernando High. She's an alumni. What? Why are you hating? But I thought it was cool because her and Senator Alex Padilla, they both went to San Fernando High.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, what do they have over there?
They were on the student council together. Like, imagine like you're in the student council.
Oh, so they were nerds.
Yes. They said it. They admitted it.
But it's crazy that the same class is now in government.
Like legit ass.
Okay.
Like you ever have someone from like your student council, like, you know, she's going to go places?
Monica Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Can you get rid of my tickets?
You're so sorry. If you got them in San Fernando. Oh, wow, look.
So she's the councilwoman for L.A.?
Yeah, that area.
For San Fernando. Yeah. Oh.
So she grew up there. She went to high school there. She was on the student council. And now she's
and that's what we need to see. People from the community.
Exactly.
Have say in the community.
And that same
community.
And
Monica, I'm just clowning and talking shit, but congratulations to you and your family. So cool. Because I could only imagine how it is. Like, when we walk into our family, we're the cool ones.
Yeah.
But you walk in, everybody
you're
just...
You're the freaking councilwoman.
Oh, sorry, LV. I know that's a little person. Bring back flashbacks.
La concejal.
Oh. LV, you were in the... art. So where were you at again?
In the Navy.
Oh, sorry. All right, relax,
so,
Michael Phelps.
So, Semper Fi, right?
Oh, hold on.
Well, then show us. What is the Navy?
The Navy, they drink a lot, no?
Water? Pass the boat? What is it? Steer the boat?
Aquaman.
Okay, but shout out to her. I wanted to brown pride her.
Shout out to her.
Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez, and she was really cool to send us this stuff. And there's going to be El Grito if you want to go to downtown City Hall or whatever. She's like, hey, the tequila tasting starts at 6 p.m. She was like, Banda Macho's going
to
be there.
I like how she was like, you know, she's for the people, and she just had to whisper and let this hear, like, we also got tequila football.
We thought she was joking. She's like, no, I swear.
She's like,
you thought we were going to invite you to a half-ass party?
And you know what it is?
San Fernando High, baby.
And you know what it is? Yeah. That you can't take the Mexican out of somebody. You can't take the hood out of somebody. Somebody could get the hood. You know, I forgot the saying. You guys know what I'm trying to say. But shout out her, because I think, like I said, I think it's cool when we show up to family parties our moms and our dads could brag about us.
Yes. And you have a dad too. He's just in Con Diosito.
Yeah.
Tupac.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's dope that she gets to pull up and, you know, they're like, her family's trying to get out of tickets.
No.
You know what I'm saying? What do you think her order at Salsa and Beer is?
Oh. That would have been a good question. Damn it.
right. Well,
what do you think her order of salsa? I like that. I'm going to take this to a rave.
Shout out to her. Okay, so that was our Brown Pride. Shout out to everybody that watches MPs. And shout out to the new people that are just going to watch for the drama.
Oh, yeah.
We fuck with you, too. Not really.
Yeah. All
right. We actually have another Brown Pride.
Okay.
Can you scroll up? Shout out to Watch. They got selected for a film festival, a Latino film festival.
Let's go.
For Addicted to You. And it actually, LV directed it.
Yeah.
Let's go. The Georgia.
And guess, Aquaman.
The Georgia Latino Film Festival.
And guess who's in it?
Who?
I'm going to let you guys guess. Think of dope Latino actors that we saw growing up. Or maybe not growing up. Maybe that was when you...
Hector.
No, well... Yeah,
that's a good guess.
Who's the dude?
I know because I met the girl and she told me.
Just say it!
Crucito from Blood In, Blood Out.
Oh, what? That's so cool.
Oh, that's sick.
That's super cool.
And LV, can I talk about what you did to the main actress? She told me in social what you did to her.
Whoa.
No.
Now you have to talk about it.
Why are you saying like that? What the hell?
Okay, so, LV, can I talk about it? Oh, that's cool. Are you sure? All right, so LV's directing, and I've worked with LV. I have the pleasure of working with him. He's very like he does shit where you don't know he made you do it without doing it. And whoa. Can I fucking finish?
That sounds like a crime.
Yes.
No, it's not a crime. But okay, so LV was directing it.
Just say it.
And shout out to homie Anthony. He was like the husband in the film. And he told Anthony not to reply to the main actress, not to reply to her, kind of ghost her, because in the film, in the script, that's what happens. And she was like worrying, like right before like call time, he hasn't showed up. He showed up 30 minutes late. And right when the homie Anthony showed up, LV said, action. Oh. And then she had that like emotion where like this fool really ghosted her. She was panicking about the film and I heard it was great.
That's genius.
So he was like real like, kind of like method acting.
Kind of got into the character psyche. Like, wow.
So I got to give him his flower for that, because when I heard that, I was like, LV's a piece of shit. I was like, I would have been panicking him.
That's directorial shit.
So, man, shout out to Watch. Yeah. Addicted to You. Where's it going to be at?
Georgia Film. Georgia right Latino there. Film Reed. Festival.
No, but I know it's going to go more places than just that.
Yeah, we're not just doing the film festival we're in. So it's just a short. So it's just
going
to
be right now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where can we watch it?
I'll send you guys the
link. No, like our viewers.
No, it's in the film festival run. And then after, it'll be made available.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like pitch it.
Yeah, that's dope.
They got
dope.
Selected.
Yeah.
Shout out LV. Shout out The Watch.
Shout out The Watch.
All
right, you guys. I think we had a hell of an episode. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Set the bar.
To say the least.
Set the bar. Shout out to our Brown Bag family. Everybody that watches us loves seeing us
shout
talk shit.
Shout out the
shit.
Chat. We do shout this shit everybody. For
you.
Shout
and,
out
the and you guys don't know who you're going to see next episode.
We invited like 14 guests.
Whichever of the 14 guests we just promised to have on. Yes.
Sour milk, snow. Sour.
And we talked about people off camera. Like, what is going on?
That's why I'm like, let's slow down.
I like how we're like, everything.
Space it out.
Yeah, like,
Maximo
like,
tried to tell you no, yo, and then you were like, no.
No,
I got this.
Maximo's so stressed out because he's going to be the one to book all this shit.
I like how we're like, We're like, yeah, Defo Duno's gonna have a face off with Oscar.
Yeah.
Hey, Snow, you should come on.
We said that off air.
Oh, well, fuck it. I said it on air. We said a lot of things on air. We got depressed with A Toast to Life.
Yeah.
I and friends are too far. La Plática, like, it's just.
Yeah.
Shout out everybody. It's fucking jokes.
This is himself with Duno. It's crazy.
We gotta ask him about that now.
What?
Yeah, they backed away slowly, like Homer.
They went into the bush.
It all started when they didn't include you on that flyer.
Oh, they didn't put me on a flyer, huh, motherfuckers? You know what? I got beef with everybody. Fuck all you fools. Hey,
serious though, shout out Danny Lux and his team.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing. Are you proud of us?
I'm very proud of you guys.
Yes.
Thanks,
yeah,
Maximo.
But yeah, I'm ready to squall everybody. They didn't put they didn't put me on there. Oscar got me fired. I ain't friends. They're too far. Yeah. Wasting my gas.
We didn't include you in the parade.
They didn't come in the parade.
Yeah.
Fuck you, fools, too.
You're the most indigenous.
I know. Fucking, what A Toast of Life made me want to kill myself the other day. Fuck it. It is what it is, fool.
It is what it is.
Fuck all you fools. Fuck Letty. Fuck Big Maximo. Man, you know what? Fuck my sisters, too.
No.
And my mama.
No, bye. Bye. It's over. Bye.
Fuck Irene.
Bye, 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 bye,
fuck
bye,
Maximo.
Bye, bye, bye.
Fuck The Watch.
Nope.
Fuck Addicted to You. Yeah. Who else? Fuck Jose.
Yeah.
Fuck Fuego's bitch ass.
Fuck you watching.
Fuck you watching. Fuck Irene.
You said that already. Oh.
Why did she get it twice?
What about Angie?
Oh, fuck our, fuck Angie and her weak ass relationship. Fuck Maximo and her weak ass edits. Fuck Salso and his weak ass music.
Yeah.
Fuck Letty and her cool fucking Converse. Fuck Vic and his stupid ass shirt.
Yeah.
Stupid ass hat. Stupid ass jeans. Dumb ass shoes. Fuck it.
AKA Duno
fuck
just wants
the city
to be
council
loved.
Girl. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Now your tickets are gonna fucking double.
Now you spelled the Burger King.
Party foul.
Oh.
Bye, you guys.